Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Monday, May 23rd, 2011. Welcome to Monday. Yeah. Disorderly Conduct. Happy to be here as your acting as your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I have no agenda tonight. Just open lines. We can chop it up about anything. Shouts to the early listeners. Got several guest listeners tuning in. Thank you. Appreciate it. If you are new to Blog Talk Radio and you want to get in on the action, of course, this is a podcast. Internet radio broadcast, whatever. It's a broadcast, you listen. But part of the fun of Blog Talk Radio is the added interaction of the chit-chat room. So if you're new to Blog Talk Radio, consider creating an account on Blog Talk Radio. It's like any other social networking site. You create a profile and a username and a blah, 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 blah. You get an avatar and all that. And then after that, you can sign in and log into the chat room and chit-chat with myself and all the other folks who come through from time to time. And if you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667. Your calls take priority, and we have a caller. I have a caller from area code 541. What's going on? You're on with Vincent the Bay.
Oh, hey. Not much. I just tuned into your show for a couple minutes now, but what are you guys talking about?
Well, there's no guys. It's just me. And it's open lines tonight. So whatever's on your mind, bro. What's on your mind tonight? Let's talk about. I guarantee you, I can talk to you about just about anything.
All right.
What's on your mind?
What do you guys think of the alternative media, like websites like theintelhub.com? Have you heard of them?
Oh God, this guy again. Theintelhub.com. Okay, I know. I realize that you're on this crusade. I heard you over there at the Deb Daily Show. I see what you're all about. I've heard your show before. You know, I'm down with Alex Jones and all the conspiracy theories. I think they're exciting. I love them. They're fun to follow. I think Alex Jones does a great job as a filmmaker. I love his films. He's an amazing artist, an amazing broadcaster. And, I think you should go back and jerk off to him a little bit more and leave me alone. I'm going to bring on Kishu now. Kishu, hey, baby, how you doing?
Hey, Ben. Sorry, it's really loud. I'm in my car. It's been a weird night. My grandparents went to the casino for the night. They get, they get a bunch of free rooms, at Harrah's. So they go up and they get, a room for the night, and they spend a bunch of my money. So, anyway, then my ex called me, and my ex was like, I'm having a crisis. Can you please, Western Union, me some money? You gotta be fucking kidding me. So I drove into Tucson, which is 40 miles from my house, with my fucking daughter that should be in bed. I'm gonna send his ass the money. But I needed to get baby formula anyway, so whatever.
Cool.
So
well, it's good. I like it. I like the element of always having somebody on the show out in the field somewhere, out, in reality. So us trolls that just live on the internet 24 hours a day and have no lives, no job, nothing other than just blog talk radio, Twitter, blogs, and all the other crap on the internet, YouTubes. It's great to have a connection to the outside world, so we can somehow, maybe through osmosis, transmit some sort of feeling of culture and I don't know, just frankly feel like we have a life for a second. And so I'm glad you're out there in the field doing that intense research and reporting out there, Kishu. Keep up the good work, and do you want to hang
really
on?
She kicked me off. I just wanted her titty video. She kicked me off.
Oh, I have. You haven't seen her titty video?
No.
Haven't seen her titties? Well, first of all, you haven't seen her titties?
I had nice things to say to her after that. I was like, I got all these calls that she was raging and having all these problems or something. And I was just going to call and be like, I'm sorry you're having a bad night. Can I please have your titty video? And she kicked me off.
You know what would make you feel better, Debbie, is if you sent me your titty video.
No, you already have it.
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to the early chit-chatters, Alcoholic, Red Medicine, and Wild Goose, and a couple of guests. I was hanging out over in Deb Daly's chat room with those guys, and yeah, Deb Daly was raging over there on, what's his name? Steve Ogle. Oh, my God. It was like Bash Steve Ogle night. Everybody came through and just took a hack at him.
Yikes.
So gnarly.
I thought they were close, though. I mean, I caught the last end of the show, so, I don't know exactly what happened. But that's kind of a bummer, because I've always heard that they were close, so.
Yeah, he was being a whiny little drunk bitch. I was actually pushing for... She also had Melissa on, and Melissa, of course, is piss-ass drunk, too. And I was like, why don't we get a little segment called who was it? Was it one of these guys, Alcoholic maybe it was, suggested a segment called Living Lush with Steve Ogle and Melissa Hopkins. Just have them just talk, just be sloppy drunk on the line for 5 minutes together.
Nice.
I think that would be epic. Epic winning.
It happen if you throw it across the car. Sorry.
Oh, hang on. I got to catch up with
the mistake.
What? What?
She will not go to sleep when we're in the car. She loves to look outside the window and stuff.
Yeah, because there's shit going on out there. You leave her locked up in the house all day long while you're trolling people on the internet. She's just like, God damn it, Mom. What are you keeping me from?
She has we have a huge toy room, and then we have, the living room full of toys, and then she has her own bedroom, but she doesn't even ever go in. She has so much to do in the house. And we're constantly, going to the park and doing fun stuff. And my grandparents take her to all kinds of fun stuff. The other day, they took her to the filming of some movie. It was, a Western, and there was, horses and stuff. And she got to ride a pony, and she got to, take pictures with this cowboy. And she had a blast. So, yeah, it was cool. It was, the first time they'd done, an outing where it was just, them and the baby. So, without me. So, it was really cool. They had a lot of fun. But I'm really weird. I let her, I'll go overnight and stay the night with, a friend or something, a couple times a week to get my little break away from home and everything. And, she stays with them overnight and stuff. But I was, for the first, year and a half she was born, I wouldn't, let her, with anybody without me there, go out in public, I was just so scared. I don't know why. I would just get, scared something would happen, And so that was, the first time that I let go and let them take her alone and have some fun. And so they enjoyed it. And, I finally, got that, fear or whatever, got over it, I guess. So,
okay.
But,
Okay, you're boring the balls off of me. Speaking of balls, remember what a great time we had last night on Balls Radio?
Oh, I think I'm going to get a ticket right now.
Oh, that's sweet. Balls. Perfect. Darn. Speaking of Balls Radio, we're having Balls Radio right now. Kishu, this is awesome. Fuck Balls Radio. Let's keep us on the line. I want to hear you get a ticket.
No, he's going to get the car in front of me. Oh, that's awesome. I was going, 85 in the 65, and the car in front of me, flew by me and was going, 90 or 100. But I thought that he was, because he got right to the cop, the highway patrolman, came on, and he got right behind me and was behind me for a few seconds. And, I have the phone in my lap, on speakerphone, but I thought for sure he was going to get me, and then he pulled around me real fast, and now he just pulled over the car in front of me.
All right, that's balls. Okay, well, anyways, last night I along with Kishu and Dick Burns and several good friends of the show, we were a little bit bored late at night, and to say the least, and just so happened that at around 3 a.m. my time, there was a broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, a show that I'm a big fan of that hasn't broadcast in a long time, and they were on, so we decided to join them. And the show I'm talking about is Balls Radio. If you're not familiar with Balls Radio, it's run by a guy named Phil Doobie. Well, it's not really Doobie; it's Dobie, D-O-B-B-I-E. But I pronounced it Doobie. I don't know. For some reason, I just project. I guess I'm dyslexic. I don't know. Whatever. Long story short, we hung out with these guys on Balls Radio and basically took over their program for about, half the show. We did two separate calls, and the first one we just kind of was like, we're just chit-chatting and fucking with the dude. He's broadcasting out of Australia. Anyway, the second half of the show, I guess they typically do like a quiz type of thing, sort of quiz show thing. And they usually have two callers call in, and the host is the quiz master or whatever. I guess we called in before the other caller showed up, and so he took us on and decided to do the quiz with me, Vincent the Bay, and friends. And here's a little snippet of how that all went down. Enjoy this. This is a little taste of last night. Myself, Dick, Kishu, Fire Shit, Derek, and other various characters hanging out on Balls Radio. Here it is. Check it out. I'll be right back.
You learn so much on Balls Radio, don't you? Now, have we got two does on the line now, have we?
No. Sorry. Sorry, Sally doesn't want to take part. She's busy.
Oh, is he? Oh, I tell you what, we've got another caller here, so let's see what we're doing here.
Oh,
I wonder
shit.
If it's...
Okay.
I think
what...
Hey, you back? You guys back again, are you?
Yeah, we're just going to listen in, Phil, but...
We need you a pick for your show.
Right. Listen, we've got a quiz that we... We've got a quiz that we do on this, and I thought one of you, if you could manage to hold back some of your multiple personality voices and just concentrate on the one, we've got a quiz. We haven't got a prize.
Yeah.
It's just for a bit of fun. But the idea of this quiz is I tell you something that happened or was invented or created in a particular year, an event in history, and you have to tell me what year you reckon it was. You're going to play against Dickin on the other line, and... every time you get it right, we give you 10 points. If you get the year wrong, I take away the number of years by the number of points by the number of years you're out. So if you say 2006 and something was invented in 2008, I take away 2 points. But if you say 2006, I give you 10 points. That sounds
Jesus
fair,
Christ,
doesn't it?
Phil, I don't. That you're hurting my brain.
There is a full set of rules I can send to you in the post if you want. It's in small print and it's 74 pages long.
Okay,
but I'll,
you know what?
I'm
going to have to get my lawyer on the line. Actually,
yeah,
he's
if you
right,
give me your
Dick,
lawyer's name, I'll
Dick,
send it to
I'm
you.
Gonna
and we'll
have to send, I'm going to have to send you this to have you look over before we do this. Do you mind, Dick?
In the meantime.
Okay, great.
Is that your lawyer? He's very relaxed for a lawyer, isn't he? Listen, well, let's get into it then and we'll send it. We'll do the paperwork later. Okay, are we ready? So here's
yeah,
the first one. What was the year that Toyota introduced in Australia, this is, by the way, the first hybrid car, the Toyota Prius? What year do you reckon that was? We'll go with you first, Dickin. What year do you reckon?
I reckon 2007.
2007. Vince, what year are you going for?
2004.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. My lawyer says no. My lawyer says no. So what
Look, is it
going to
be like? 2000 what?
2001.
I'm
going to
take your first one.
2001, final answer, 2001.
Right, okay, it was 2003. 2 years out for Vince, and Dickin, you were 4 years out. So minus two to Vince and minus four for Dickin. By the way, this quiz always goes into the negative pretty early on.
Right.
Viagra was invented in this year. What year was that? Dickin.
So Viagra?
Yeah.
1986.
All right, what do you guys reckon?
Oh, I know that.
1961.
This is
1998.
61.
Hey, listen, you're
Googling. That's my daughter. That's my daughter. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's not old enough to be an aunt. Honey, go to bed. God damn it. 1998. I final answer, 1998.
Yeah, 1998. Minus 12 for Dickin. 10 for Vince. It was 1998. But I'm suspicious.
Honey, go to bed. Honey, God damn it. If I have to come up there one more time. Sorry. I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, she was up very late, 4 in the morning. The RU486 abortion pill was invented in this year. Dickin. I can hear.
1981.
Yeah, okay. And Vince in the Bay.
Oh, man, I say, oh, fuck, 19, the abortion pill we're talking about here.
Yeah, the RU486 abortion pill.
2000, no, not 2003. I want to, it's got to be earlier than that. Are you kidding me? Honey, go to bed. God damn it, I can't.
2003
I can't
would be much too late.
Yeah, I would say,
listen, I think,
I'm saying like 75.
75, no, 1988 it was.
Damn it.
So if you were planning on it in 1975, then you'd be much too late, wouldn't you? You'd have a 13-year-old daughter by then. So minus 13 there. Bic invented the disposable lighter in this year. What year was that? Dickin. I remember.
1941.
41. Right. Okay. Vince in the Bay.
What was the question again?
Bic invented the disposable lighter.
Oh, Bic. I use Bic to shave my head. Disposable lighter, I'm going to say, ooh, it's got to be like 60, let's say 65.
73, minus 8. All right. So we're somewhere around, you're on minus 15, 15, 23, plus 10. So you're on minus 13. Dickie, and you're on minus 39, 49, 51, 50, or something like minus 55, something like that. A few more questions to go. The first non-stick Teflon pan was produced in this year. Dickie.
1968.
Right. Vince in the Bay.
Wait, you said he was right? Or
No. I'm just saying right. You know,
you're giving away the answer already?
No. I'm just saying right.
Like, all right.
Right, thank you. That's not right. That is the right answer.
Okay. What's the question again? You distracted me. I thought you told him the answer was correct. I was like, that's impossible. That's like, okay, what is it?
The first non-stick Teflon pan was introduced in this year.
Oh, geez. It's got to be like 1944, maybe?
1954 was the answer. Yeah. Oh. So what are you, Dickie? I'm going to take off 14 points. And what did you say, Vince?
I said 44.
44, so minus 11. So you're on, this is bloody complicated, I have to tell you. I need some supercomputer of some sort. Minus 24, minus 14, minus 69 to Dickie, minus 24 to Vince at this stage. All right, we're getting on to the serious stuff now, because, of course, these are getting older and older. Alexander III of Macedon, who is Alexander the Great, was born in this year. And I'll give you a clue. It was before the first non-stick Teflon pan was produced. Dig in. Alexander the Great. What year was he born?
Um, 250 BC.
Wow. Vince.
Wait, Alexander III of Russia?
Of Macedon.
Oh, of Macedon. Ooh.
Yeah. Alexander the Great. Basically Greek. Although I'm sure some Macedonians might disagree with me on that.
Oh, man, I want to say maybe 300 BC. Can honey, go to bed, please? Do I have to tell you one more time?
Jesus, well, she might. I think I'm helping you.
We're the serious...
You can fool me,
it was
Dad.
Okay. No, it was okay
you're
earlier.
Your
it was fine earlier when thank God, she's gone. Okay,
good. It's an insight.
Right, we're in the serious final round here. I want to get this right. I'm saying, let's say, 300 BC.
Right, okay. So I've got 356 BC. So you're only 56 out, which is pretty good going. So I think you're on about minus 80.
That was right, dude.
I have to say, oh, my God.
Dickie, what did you say again? I think you were about the same.
250.
250. All right, so you're actually 104 out, so I think you're about 100. So I'm going to call you, let's round it off. I think minus 180 versus minus 80 at this stage. So come to the final question. Dickie, for you, it was called the KT extinction event, which was a large-scale mass extinction of basically all animal and plant life. I think they think it's what actually wiped out the dinosaurs. The KT extinction event. What year was that?
You
and I'll give you.
You can ask an American that, because it depends which 50% they sit in. They might say no earlier than 6,000 years ago. Hey.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, but we're going to ignore
30 million.
30 million years ago. All right. Okay, Vince in the Bay. Yeah. What do you reckon?
Wait. What event we're talking about here?
It's the KT extinction event. So this is a large-scale mass extinction event of animal and plant life.
Oh,
basically,
yeah, I can't wait for the next one. One was approximately, I say, like 55 million years ago.
Wow, that's not bad, you know. It was 65 million years ago. So you only lose 10 million points. You only lose 10 million points on that, whereas Dickie, unfortunately, you lose 35 million. So add on to that 35 million, the 180 points that you'd already lost, 35 million, 180 versus 10 million and 80. So look, Vince in the Bay, congratulations. I wish we had listen, you're all there. You've got your multiple personalities. Can we have a round of applause, please, from San Francisco?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good. Yeah.
Good talk. Big long show, isn't it? Banging. It's much banging.
Yeah,
that's like, isn't it?
Thank you. Please, everybody, please sit down. Thank you. No, you're too kind. Thank you. It's not my fault. It was easy. The Australians are morons. It's pretty simple to win.
Well,
any
it's looking
game.
looking that way, isn't it? It's a little bit disappointing for the local team for being beaten by the Americans on this occasion. But hey, happens sometimes. Good to talk to you again,
guys.
How do
you thought of that now? God damn it! I'm going to come up there and smack you in your fucking behind.
There we are. And with that, we unfortunately have to lose our listeners in the United States. So it's just me and Dickin. But a fascinating insight into domestic life, I thought, in San Francisco. What do you reckon? Domestic, well, yeah. It all goes with the territory, doesn't it, really?
I'm really embarrassed to be beaten on a point of history by an American. I don't know what to say.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back here with Kishu. She's on the road again. What's going on,
Kishu? This is true. I can't believe that they cut off before I said, yes, please, Daddy. That was so good. When you were like, I'm going to come upstairs and spank you in your ass. Please, Daddy.
I know. I should have recorded our end of the conversation, too. That would have been Because half of the fun was like the commentary, the running commentary behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, that was so fun. I cut out
all the answers.
Yeah, it was so. I mean, obviously, we were Googling all the answers. Basically, there's five other people were all Googling all the answers at the same time while he
was
asking
half,
the question.
Half in bed, I was laying in bed on my cell phone, half asleep. And I got, like, three of the questions right. It was Alexander the Great. I said 350 B.C., and it was 356. There was a few of that. That's one I remember the most, because I knew it had to be, like, around 350. But, yeah, you Googling losers.
Yeah, and that was only 10 minutes of the conversation. We actually, before that was the second time we called them. The first time, we were on there for, like, 20 minutes. We took up, like... We literally took up half their show. Like in the end, the clip that I made today was like 28 minutes long or something.
Wow.
Yeah, that was just the second call.
Calling them was a lot of fun. The first time around was a lot of fun as well.
Balls radio, balls to you.
Balls to you, Vince in the Bay.
Oh, gee. Shouts to Alcoholic and Red Medicine for sitting through that, as well as several guest listeners. We scared off, it looks like we scared off Wild Goose and Granny Hands, but that's fine. Hey, Steve Ogle in the building. Wow. Good times. Now the party's going to start. Hey, Steve Ogle, just full disclosure, since the room's empty and we can just like be real here for a second. I think you're hilarious, man, and you know, you're a really good sport about everything, and you know, everybody needs the bad guy, the punching bag sometimes, just the redheaded stepchild, if you will, that everybody just kind of rags on for fun. It's all good. It's you know, I wish I had a repulsive sidekick that was as entertaining as you, Steve Ogle. You know, my repulsive sidekick is Kishu, and I don't know. She's kind of boring. So.
And I'm not that entertaining, exactly.
No shit. Steve Ogle says he's got a new show coming soon. Are you shitting me, Steve Ogle? Tell us more, Steve Ogle. Give us the exclusive here, Steve. Steve, I would love Steve to come on my show and do a drum solo for me on my program. I've invited Old Rooter and Steve Ogle to jam on my show. Old Rooter's down, I'm sure, but Steve, I don't know. He's kind of a pussy.
If you sing a song on your show one night?
What's that?
Didn't Old Rooter sing a song on your show one night?
Oh, yeah. Old Rooter went off on my show. Pretty... Old Rooter does whatever the fuck he wants when he comes on my show. I don't give a shit. He's very respectful. He's very respectful, but he, you know, when he lets loose, you just got to stand out of the way and let him go. Just let him, let her loose.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have a question. This is, this is going to be an annoying question for some people, but what does PWN mean?
Own. It means like own, owning.
But why own. With a P? Why with a P?
I don't know. It's just funny, like owning, but pony. It's just what it is. It is what it is, Ben.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. I thought maybe it was. Please watch Negroes.
Yeah, it means own, but it's just with a P. I don't know why it's pone. And I don't know why it's pony.
What a silly Negro.
Ask Dick Burns. He could probably explain it to you much better than I could.
I don't know where Dick Burns is right now. Where the fuck is that dude? Should I?
Oh, my fucking brakes are making a horrible noise right now.
Let me try to get that cat over here.
Oh God, I just lost you. Okay.
Oh my God, Dick Burns. Speaking of Dick Burns, on Twitter today, he was blowing up my Twitter feed, bro.
Right?
Did you see all that shit he was tweeting today?
Yeah, it was nuts.
So I guess Dead Baby was trending. And Dick is all over the trending topic.
I
got flooded. My Twitter feed was flooded. My Twitter feed today was flooded by dead baby jokes. Maybe I should share a few right now.
Dead baby jokes aren't funny.
Why? Because you have a baby?
I mean, before I had a child, I never liked dead baby jokes. But babies are cute. I mean, babies are, you know, that's a new life. They shouldn't die, you know? Just like children shouldn't die, or teenagers. Once you're, like, 18 and up and you die, what the fuck ever, it sucks. But you've lived enough life, you know? But babies, they don't even get a chance when they die, you know, as a baby. It's just not right. I don't know. I hate it. So I don't like dead baby jokes. And that picture that he posted on his blog, like, what the hell is wrong with those fucking people? Like, who takes their dead child out of the casket and take a fucking group photo? Like, oh, God. I was disgusted, definitely. Oh, excuse me. That was me vomiting right now in my mouth.
So my friend tweeted, he says, my friend runs his own hardcore record label. Dick Burns would probably like a lot of the bands in this guy's record label. He runs a little indie label out of the Bay Area, and he says there's a band in the Bay Area called Mormon Abortion. And apparently they rock. I wonder if Dick Burns has ever heard of Mormon Abortion.
Wow, that's quite a name. They definitely sound like a hardcore band.
I want to ask him if he's ever heard of them. I'm wondering if my friend is bullshitting me, because I just tried to do a Google search. Of course, if Mormon Abortion is not going to necessarily give the band the first result, but I don't see, like, maybe they have a Twitter. Let's see if they have a Twitter. No, I think he's trolling me. Seriously. Like, there's no evidence that Mormon Abortion as a band exists. I'm gonna have to Twitter him back and say, you know, approve. Link me.
Right. What is the name of his record label?
12 Gauge Records. God damn it. I need some water. The name of his record label is 12 Gauge Records. He's originally out of San Jose like I am, but I think he lives in the East Bay maybe now. I don't know. But he's got this little, it's an indie, independent, not as an indie rock, but it's more hardcore screamo type of shit. Are you okay? Did you get in an accident? Is everything okay?
No. I just ran over a fucking huge-ass rattlesnake.
Get rid of it. Get your camera out and videotape that shit. Try to get some good lighting, too. Actually, you know what? Go in reverse.
Fuck.
Go in reverse. Go in reverse and, like, shine your headlights on it so you can get good lighting on it.
Oh, that's hardcore. Oh, I'm sorry, rattlesnake. I didn't mean to kill you. But I don't like you. It's like he was all the way across the road, and I just didn't see it. Like, it's dark, you know.
That's it.
Like,
I'm going to call PETA right now. I know the number to PETA, so I'm going to call PETA right now.
You okay, baby?
Jesus Christ. Is your baby okay?
Horrible.
What are you doing? You're subjecting your baby to animal cruelty? You're teaching your kid how to murder innocent animals.
What
kind of parent are you?
Now. I don't like rattlesnakes, but I feel bad. He was, like, laid all the way across the road. He was, like, 6 foot long. And so there's, like, you could tell where, like, both tires ran him right the hell over. Oh, that poor snake. I feel bad, but, I mean, he shouldn't be in the road. And it's right where I was, there's no lights. It's, like, in the middle of freaking nowhere. It's, like, a little, like, almost a freaking one-lane road because it's so small. And that was not cool. I'm bummed. I'm really bummed. Stupid snake. I hate snakes. But I'm sad that I ran him over. I'm really sad. And I'm sorry I cursed, baby.
So there you have it. Debbie Daly, sorry about that. No disrespect, but Kishu just ran over Snake. He's dead now.
I'm bummed. That wasn't cool.
Debbie Daly's in the chat room. Hey, Debbie Daly. Alcoholic Debbie Daly. Dick Burns, Red Medicine, and Steve Ogle all in the chat room. And a couple of special guest listeners. Really wish I could find this Mormon abortion. Oh, Dick Burns is listening right now. Hey, Dick Burns, my friend. First of all, I wanted to ask Dick Burns if you have heard of the record label called 12 Gauge Records. It's TGRex, I think, .com or something. Find this shit. Let's fucking track this shit down. I'm gonna get this thing. I'm gonna nip this in the bud right here. Oh, Fuzzy Gardens is now following me on Twitter. That sounds intriguing. What was I doing? Okay, speaking of Twitter, 12 Gauge Records, that's what I'm looking for. The band's called Mormon Abortion. If anybody can get me anything on Mormon Abortion, it's supposed to be the Shiznat, but I cannot find a goddamn thing for it. Oh, Fuzzy Gardens is some pot shit. It's a non-profit co-op located in downtown Riverside, California. Blah-bitty-blah-bitty, 618 followers. Okay, always a bad sign when you're following twice as many people as are following you. Obviously, the people that you're following are not interested in following you. So, all right. Well, I will join that crowd. But if I'm ever in Riverside, California, maybe I'll check out Fuzzy Gardens. Good times. But anyways, I'm on Twitter for something else right now. Something is technically wrong. Bullshit. All right, here we go. Okay. What was I going to say?
I'm putting you on my bra for a second.
Oh, really? You're putting your bra on? Why? Keep it off, baby.
I'm putting you inside of my bra. I'm putting you on my bra.
Oh, damn, perfect. Good, good. Okay, so what's worse than finding a dead baby on your pillow in the morning?
That's horrible.
Realizing... realizing you were drunk and made love to it the night before.
Oh, no, no. What the fuck?
Shouts to Dick Burns for that one. Appreciate it. Let's see. Okay, here we go. TG Rex is TGREX. This dude, 12 Gauge Records. And he says that this band called Mormon Abortion is supposed to be some badass shit, but.
Winston, shut up. I'm not in the mood to hear your barking. Sorry.
All right.
Move.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You know, my boy is legit when he's got more followers than people he's following. He's got twice as many followers than people he's following. You know, that's somebody that's pimping. All right, that's legit. Check out my dude, 12 Gauge Records, and if you guys can get on the horn with or not. Oh, Sabretooth Zombie, those are my home skillets too.
You know what? I don't know, man. I'm so bummed, dude. Why are you
bummed?
Because I ran into a stupid snake. And it was like twitching in the road and shit. Oh. I'm really bummed about the snake, dude. Yeah. Oh.
All right. Hey, you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, shouts out to the 420 Grindhouse crew. I just wanted to break for a minute here and just say, I got word, a tweet today from Hot Janelle of the 420 Grindhouse crew, and she assured me that everything's fine. Her and Cannabis Monk are doing great. They didn't do the show tonight because they lost their internet connection, but... they're doing well, and I believe we have Debbie Daly with us right now, and Debbie Daly is going to give us a quick report from, she's actually on location. She's been very gracious. She's such an amazing woman. She took her broadcast down to Joplin, Missouri, where they have the ravished city there. Half the city is just flattened, literally flattened. And Debbie is so gracious. Her and Vic took the broadcast, mobile broadcast unit out, and they're down there in Joplin right now, and they're being so gracious because the 420 Grindhouse crew does not have internet. Debbie Daly has brought the network, the mobile Debbie Daly network, and we're going to check in with her right now. She's with the Grindhouse crew. What's going on over there, Debbie?
I've never met her. But,
no, they don't use I. It's the monk, remember?
The monk, yeah. Well, now the monk is not going to put up with that over here. And the monk is over here in the 420 Grindhouse. And how about you, Janelle? Come make me a fucking sandwich, bitch. I'm going to make you a fucking sandwich, you motherfucking cocksucking motherfucker. You know, and I'm like going, goodness, darling, settle down with the F-bomb there.
That was actually a pretty good. That was a pretty good for just a dry run. That was good. I felt like I was listening to their show for a second there. That was good.
Welcome to the 420 Grindhouse. I'm the monk, and the monk is not happy right now. I've got to tell you, the monk is a little bit. The monk is kind of a little high right now. Am I high, Hot Janelle?
Who gives a fuck what you are, you piece of fucking shit?
I love you, baby. You look good. Doesn't she look good, boy? You like that? You like it? And what's good to bend over? Who's bend over there, huh, Janelle?
You never did, bastard. You know, it's just like I'm going, this is epic radio here. And
yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
totally. It's amazing. Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate it.
Well,
all right.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. I just peed my pants. Oh, my God. That was so good.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Debbie. Oh, wow. Right on. So those kids are doing fine. We were joking with them the other night and joking about them the other night, not knowing whether they were safe or not, because now it's been reported there's like almost like 200 people that are missing or dead and not looking good for like a good chunk of that city is just gone. All right, so to shed light on the subject is the Heavenly Father himself. We are now joined by Jesus Christ. Jesus, is that you?
Hello, Vince. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, Jesus Christo, as he's also known to our Hispanic brethren. You know, we've heard about this devastation in Joplin, Missouri, and we just got a report there from Debbie Daly. I'm wondering, you as being the Heavenly Father's gift to us in flesh and blood here on the earth, what's your take on what went down earlier today and earlier this week in Missouri?
It's devastating, Vince. I'm actually taking a Greyhound bus there. I would be flying out there so I could go a little sooner, but I don't feel comfortable going to airports after what happened.
Oh, my God. Did we lose him? Hello? Hello? Jesus, are you there? Hello? Am I here? I can't hear anything. Keishu, are you still there?
Yes, you're there. I'm here. And Jesus is dead.
Jesus, oh my God, I hope. Now, Jesus has been, I don't know if you guys are aware, this is the first time he's appeared on my show, but he's a regular over on Debbie Daly's show. And, you know, he's kind of, quite frankly, he's not exactly the Jesus you read about and sort of romanticize in the scripture. He's kind of a loopy guy, you know? I think the years have kind of like of not being on Earth and not being around. He suddenly came back for this rapture thing, and it just ended up being a bunk thing. It didn't work out, and he's just like kind of stuck here. And people are just kind of like giving him the cold shoulder. I mean, shouts out to who is it? Wild Goose. Wild Goose. Shouts out to Wild Goose for at least putting up with the poor guy. You know, he's giving him a place. He gave him a place to you know, he let him crash on his couch, and now he's on the Greyhound, well, you know, God bless him. But can you say that about him, though? He is God. He should bless himself. I don't know how that works. Well, whatever.
Oh, man. I believe I hit the stupid snake. Ugh. Dude, I'm so tired of all these freaking snakes. I've seen so many snakes already this year, and I hate snakes.
Yeah, you better watch out, Skype assholes. This woman kills all snakes, whether you like it or not.
I didn't kill that other one. I just shot him with fireworks, and he ran
fucking
away.
Fucking badass, dude. You know what Kishu's like? For those of you who've never seen Keishu, imagine you remember Kill Bill, the chick that was dressed like she was dressed like a slutty little schoolgirl, but she had that huge fucking ball with on that chain that had that spikes in it and shit. She just like could just do some fucked up crazy shit like that. She's like that chick, only she's white and she's like 500 pounds heavier, and she's fucking badass with that.
Oh, nice.
She'll fucking flatten your shit, snake. Snakes.
I think if I weighed 500 pounds, I probably couldn't walk.
I exaggerate. She's about 350.
I'm heavier than 350? Oh.
Well, I mean, you cammed with me last night, and that was a lot of... I mean, you showed me the before and after, and the cellulose has subsided a bit. You know, you're on the right track.
You're
still
sick.
Got some cottage cheese going on, honey. Let's go to Wild Goose now. Hey, Wild Goose, what's up, bro?
Hey, sorry, the Skype crashed. Jesus pulled out the microphone and everything, so he's not really tech-savvy, so, I mean, I still got him here if you want to put him on the line.
Yeah, sure, go ahead, put him back on,
All right, give me a second, let me put my headset
on. For those of you who are just joining us, we have Wild Goose is with us. He's been hanging out with Jesus Christ. He's kind of, if you will, shepherding young Jesus. Because Jesus is still, you know, he still sounds like a pretty young, impressionable guy, really, in the grand scheme of things. And he's sort of stuck in the mindset of, what, like 2,000 years ago?
Hello, it's Jesus speaking. Yeah, I am very young. I'm only, what, 2,000 years old, 2,011 years old at best. But I hold my age well. But what I was going to say about the issue in Missouri with the tornadoes is that I am taking a Greyhound bus out there because I don't really feel comfortable with taking a plane or even a helicopter after what happened in Afghanistan or Pakistan or one of those crazy countries that I can pronounce the name of. You know, look what happened to the other bearded guy out in Pakistan that got nailed. So, I mean, just imagine what...
Hey, Kishu, is it me or is he Patriot Gregging?
He's Patriot Gregging.
Yeah, he's totally Patriot Gregging. Yeah, hey, Jesus, you're Patriot Gregging. Can you get a better internet connection, bro? Jesus Christ, your internet connection sucks.
I don't believe it's my internet connection. I think it might be...
No, Jesus, you know what? It sounds like crap. Honestly, it sounds like you're on like a dial-up, you know, 28K modem right there.
I don't think you're praying enough. I'm using a 56K, you know, year zero.
Patriot Greg.
Do you guys know what Gregging really means? It's when you jerk off into a hat or head garment, if you will.
Does a burqa count?
Yeah, burqa works. But I am going out to Missouri.
Kishu,
to get
are
my...
you? I'm sorry, Kishu, are you fapping now? What the hell is going on over there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm hearing a tremendous. Oh wait a second. I know what's up. Is the phone still in your bra or whatever?
No.
Oh. Well, put it back there because it was less noisy when it was.
You know what? Vince in the Bay.
Yeah.
Check your phone. That's what I think of you right now.
Christ, is fucking Ghost twittering about me? Is that fucking piece of shit Ghost talking some shit about me all drunk late at night? Let me see this shit. I just got a Twitter fucking piece of garbage. Oh, what's the Twitter? Twitter.com? Yeah, check me out at Twitter.com. I got fucking over 800 followers, bitches, and that's with no special fucking websites filtering that shit. Okay, Ghost Politics says, can't sleep from too much Red Bull lace shots. Six, listening to Vince in the Bay. What the fuck is this horse shit? You know what, Ghost? I'm sorry if I don't have... I'm sorry if I don't have... excuse me, Ghost. If I don't... I apologize if I don't have a bunch of fucking, 19-year-old kids on their spring break jerking off to your voice for 3 hours. Yeah, every night? Yeah, you know, I have fucking emails that call into my show, all right? I got chicks that call in and I fucking fucking finger bang themselves to my voice every fucking night, all right? You know, so while you're over there fapping in the corner to your sixth of God knows what, Ghost, I'm fucking puffing on some, sour OG diesel kush, Candy Jack Platinum OG kush, motherfucker. And I got a nice, lovely lady perched up on my lap, and she's stroking my fucking shoulders right now, bro. So enjoy your fucking boredom, and I hope you move on to your fucking seventh and your eighth, and I hope they fucking squeegee you off the fucking floor in the morning, bro. Speaking of goddesses, let's bring on Melissa Hopkins. Speaking of squeegeeing drunks off the floor, Melissa Hopkins, what's going on with you, sister?
Oh, thank you for the intro, Vince. Can you hear me?
No, I can't. I can't. Thank God.
I said thank you for the intro.
What a silly Negro.
What are you doing to save the world today, Vince? Vince?
Melissa Hopkins,
yes.
Please report to the homicide ward. Melissa Hopkins to the homicide ward, please.
That's fucking drunk alert, kids.
Am I going to be picked up or not?
You're going to get a spanking is what you're going to get, honey.
Like I said, what are you doing? 33 lashes
for all the degrees of masonry that Ghost belongs to. Anywho, shouts to Ghost, who's out there listening somewhere and drowning his sorrows. And pissing away all the fucking chips he stacked. Yeah, see, that's the thing, Ghost. You're over there pissing away your chips on your fucking sixths and your sevenths and your eighths and your Red Bulls. I'm just fucking nickeling and diamond on some fucking high-grade medical cannabis here. Talking about some fucking Super Wreck, Candy Jack, Sour Diesel, Sour OG, Platinum OG Kush. Fuck, man, I can't. This is like a fucking salad I'm fucking tossing right here, you piece of shit. Call me out on Twitter. He's got like 20 followers, and he follows nobody. And he cries about people not following him. The piece of garbage follows nobody. What does he expect? Good luck getting over 300. He said 2 weeks ago. He said, hey, if you guys follow me on Twitter, if I get to 300 followers, I'll do an extra bonus Sunday show. He does the extra bonus Sunday show. I go and look at his followers. He's still got like 87. Thanks for the pick, Kishu. Is that like today?
What?
Kishu, is that pick from today?
I just took it right now.
Oh, you look fantabulous. I guess I lied. She looks like she weighs around 250 now.
You're a dick.
You mad? Are you mad? You mad, bro? You mad, bro? Zach Walker in the building. That's
I don't even understand. I have like hundreds of thousands of dollars, okay, of amazing clothes, like name brand, amazing shit. And then I had my daughter, and I gained a shit ton of weight, and now I have fucking ball of clothes, and I'm fat, and I fucking hate my life. I have all the fucking money in the world. Fucking go off and do fucking what the fuck ever, but I'm fucking fat and I fucking hate it. So fuck you, okay? You can lick my fucking rolls when I fucking come to San Francisco, and you can, I don't know, eat my toe or something. I don't know. I don't have any clever comebacks, okay? So fuck you.
Yeah, obviously.
No doubt, an ooh factor of 10.
All right, well, fuck you all. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to dedicate this song to my good friend 50 Rubles, who I think is in the building. I got to check in. I got to see if 50 Rubles is in the building. But speaking of Ghost, Ghost has actually spoken to 50 Rubles, and he 50 Rubles called into Ghost's show when he had that skater on, Mike something or other. Some badass skater dude that gets in fights with people at hockey matches. What do you call a hockey game, really? You call it a game or you call it a match? I wish the fucking Mexican was here to explain. But anyways, I'm digressing way too much. This goes out to 50 Rubles. It's called Plenty for All by Hot Snakes. Enjoy, kiddos.
Yeah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, obviously all the gay strip bars in Austin, Texas are closed now for the evening, so Ghost has nothing better to do than to cyber stalk his internet wannabe boyfriends in San Francisco. I know you want some real San Francisco cock, Ghost, but you can keep twiddling on your little fucking whatever it is, the fuck it is you're pitter-pattering on over there, whether it's your iPhone or God knows what kind of technology that drunk bastard is using. All right. So anyway, I'm back with the goddesses Kishu and Melissa Hopkins. Ladies.
Hello.
Okay. Again, Melissa Hopkins with the fucking crickets. Are you kidding me?
They're,
do you hear that?
They're not working right now. I don't have the crickets right now.
Okay. Do we have to do this again, Melissa? I call you out on the crickets every time. Don't
no,
make me do it again. Don't make me do this again. Keisha, can you hear the crickets?
I hear no crickets.
Yeah, there's no crickets.
Are you kidding? No,
right
come
now.
On.
I have no
crickets. I hear crickets.
Okay,
all right,
fine. I'm going to have to do this. I didn't want it to come to this, Melissa Hopkins, but I'm going to have to call you out. I've got everybody muted on the board except for myself and Melissa Hopkins right now, okay?
Maybe it's that little indigestion.
No. It's you. Every time it's you, Melissa Hopkins. Okay, I'm going to prove it once again. So you better, serve yourself. You and Ghost should hang out and drink. You, Ghost, and Steve Ogle, and all these drunk assholes that fucking piss on this Blog Talk Radio network and make a mockery of this of the broadcasters that are trying to do, you know, real, you know, internet talk shows.
What?
Okay, fine. All right. No. Okay. I hate to shame you like this, but I'm going to prove once again that not only does Melissa Hopkins bring sorry, I can't contain myself. Basically, not only metaphorically, but literally, when Melissa Hopkins joins my panel. You hear that? Listen, should everybody be quiet?
Yeah, I'm waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, just be quiet for a second, Melissa. I'm going to mute myself and just tell me, audience, what do you hear? Do you hear crickets or not? Okay, muting myself in 3, 2, 1, and it's just Melissa Hopkins now.
Oh, you got a beep on my iPhone. Is that it?
Okay. Did anybody hear that? Keisha, did you hear that?
No, I don't fucking hear it. Sorry.
All right. Well, you're like in a phone booth.
I'm having a moment. Okay.
Yeah, you're having a moment. Yeah. Hey, go ahead, baby. Have it all. Have more than a moment. Let me bring on some more callers. I think we might have Dick Burns. Is this Dick Burns?
Yo, what's up, baby? It's Dick Burns. I'm hardy.
He's hardy.
Yep.
Oh, man, no, not really. That's just my signature. That's from one of my videos. Kishu likes it, so I was thinking she would lol, but she's too busy running over.
I love it. Every time I see, like, an old man on the street, I just, like, I have a picture of, like, that voice goes through my head now. It's fucked up. But, yeah, it's funny. It's funny as hell. You know those new shoes I got with the fucking huge rhinestones in them? Fucking rhinestones fell out today. And I'm really bummed. I just bought them.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's not good for them.
What's that?
No, that's not good for a woman, no.
Right?
Them rhinestones, man.
You lose your rhinestones from your brand new shoes.
Okay, I'm hearing an echo. I'm hearing an annoying echo. Is that Dick Burns again?
Nah, dude. I'm like fucking like 5 feet from my computer.
Wait a second. Keep talking, Dick Burns.
I'm like 5 feet from my
computer. Yeah, you're fine, actually. I just muted everybody. Wait, hang on. Keep talking, Dick Burns.
Yo, I'm Dick Burns, and I'm here to say I see Ogles in the chat, and he's really gay.
All right, it's Kishu. Thanks, Kishu. I'm going to mute you until you clear up your echo reverb situation there. And I'm also going to bring on our good friend Wild Goose. Wild Goose has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. He's also sheltering our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wild Goose, what's new, bro?
Hey, word up. Am I still Gregging? Am I still pleasuring myself in the hats?
No, actually, you're doing fine. I think it was just when our Savior Jesus Christ was on.
No,
the,
he does that because I mean that divine energy.
That halo doesn't that halo cause some interference?
No, it is such a pain in the ass. Anytime we go to a club or the movie theater, especially, like people get pissed off about it. It's really embarrassing. But yeah, luckily he's taking a road trip out to Missouri to go help those good folks out. So I mean, I won't have to deal with him for hopefully a few weeks. But, I mean, he seems to like it here. He likes D.C. I mean, there's a lot of poor people here, so, you know, he can take care of them.
He fits right in, yeah. Yeah, he should come up to San Francisco. Oh, my God, can you tell him? Can I just tell you, it takes every, like, morsel of and fiber of my, moral core to not, you know, bust out my megaphone and just get in the face of all of the hardcore fucking gutter punk wannabe hippies that I have to walk over and literally like do a goddamn fucking homeless hurdle down Haight Street every day. It is so oh my God. I don't know if you guys heard Debbie's show today, but I don't know how much got broadcast, but I was hungry today, and I didn't want to walk the extra half a block to get a slice of pizza.
Hey,
so
let me cut you off. Where's my damn cheeseburger, man? Jesus, hungry
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. I know. I ate it, dude. I'm sorry. No, I gave it to some homeless people.
You ate the Lauren Sayers cheeseburger.
I didn't even eat all of mine. Some homeless person fucking stole it from me, dude. It's crazy, dude. You can't sit down in a McDonald's, at least not the McDonald's on Haight Street. It's on the corner of Haight. And it's right where Haight Street dead ends into the park.
Haight Street there?
No, it's H-A-I-G-H-T.
I was going to say, because there's a gay street in Baltimore, which is, you know, like a few, like half an hour from D.C. It's Gay Street, and it has the highest crime rate in Baltimore.
Yeah,
but
Gay Street here is Castro Street.
Well, yeah, but no, Jesus actually shot me a line. He said, you know, he didn't want to be rude, so he just shot me a text. He's like, you know, blessed be to the meek or whatever. I'm drunk, so, you know, they shall inherit the earth or whatever. But that's what he said in the text. So,
all right,
yeah,
Ghost is being. I'm sorry, Wild Goose, you're boring the shit out, the balls off of me for a second. I have to cut you off. I'm sorry. But I just got a text from, or not a text, a goddamn tweet from that twit Ghost again. Fuck you, Ghost. I know you're still listening, you piece of shit. He's saying he's over at Desert Rose right now. Yeah, you know what? You go over to Desert Rose, and I'll tell you what. While you're as you say, waxing your carrot to Desert Rose, you could just remember. Keep this in your mind. Just as you're about to climax and shoot your wad on your fucking computer screen, while you're squeegeeing your load off the computer screen, Ghost, I want you to remember, I want you to think about all the cash that you pissed away on your Jack Daniels and your blue labels and your red labels and your black labels and your green labels and your orange labels. All that fucking whiskey and booze that you pissed out of, in and out of your fucking body, your old shriveled up fucking corpse of a body. You're gonna fucking come on here and fucking fucking give me shit. Well, you think about all those chips you fucking pissed away, you capitalist son of a bitch. You know, you're not such a capitalist, are you? You're just like fucking Newt Gingrich. You're all talk, all right? This guy is all fucking talk, all right? The guy's, you know, accusing somebody of banging his intern while he's fucking banging his intern. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with Ghost. Same fucking deal. Just like all the other fake conservatives. In fact, he finally realized he's a fake conservative, and he decided to change himself to the fake capitalist. So now he's a fake capitalist. Go figure. And the term capitalist isn't even a is a communist term. It was coined by fucking Marx. You're using a communist term. That's the whole joke that all these fucking trolls don't even realize. Anyways, Wild Goose, what's up your ass again? I forgot.
My ass? I don't want to talk about what's up my ass, but yeah, Ghost actually poses as a guy called Old Rooter on Desert Rose. So if you guys want to troll him, he's actually on the line right now, or at least he was while I was on there. But he said, "Oh no, this ain't Ghost." No, it is. So yeah, he's on her show and he whacks.
You kidding
off.
Me? I always thought that was the same guy, but
no, it is. And he goes, you know what he said to me tonight? He said, "Oh wow, I listened to that Ghost guy show," and I said, "No, that sounds nothing like me." But no, it is him.
Speculated that, and I don't know. I don't buy it. I definitely concede that they sound similar, and I know Ghost is a chameleon. I wouldn't put it past him to pull that off.
Ghost gets trolls, and there's times where he doesn't want to get those trolls. And Des Rose is impressionable. You know, she's not gonna get. You know, she doesn't really go for that. You know, she just comes on there as a hobby. You know, she just talks about whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blah blah blah. Jesus
being an ass. Well, hey, congratulations to John Brand for coming back to life. Debbie Daly, the evil Debbie Daly, exterminated John Brand from her chat room earlier. She actually jettisoned quite a few individuals from her chat room, and she was a very wicked witch from the north or the Midwest or whatever the hell, from North Texas, Midwest, Mid Texas, whatever. You get my drift. All right. Hey, while Kishu is fapping in the background there, I'm gonna have to mute her again. I give you a chance, Kishu, and you just like you make all kinds of fucking noise. Are you grooming yourself? What are you doing? Is your phone in your pocket? Can you hear me? Hello.
Hi. Dude, I was busy, okay? I was doing shit. I have real life, you know.
All right, whatever. Okay, hey Dick Burns, give us a couple of dead baby jokes while we have you here.
Oh,
let's see here.
Before you do this, you need to make Kishu and Melissa. They're both mothers. I want you to make them rage controllably. Okay. So
right.
we have Dick here. Burns. Let me preface this really quick. Earlier today, Dead Baby was trending on Twitter, and Dick Burns, being the entrepreneurial individual that he is, seized the moment and went into a tirade of Dead Baby jokes, and he's going to share some now with myself and Wild Goose and also two of the goddesses tonight on the panel who are both mothers, so hopefully this will make them break down and cry. So go ahead, Dick. Take it away.
What goes plop, plop, fizz, fizz? Twins in an acid bath. What's red screams and goes around in circles? A baby with its foot nailed to the floor. What is green and sits in the corner? That same baby 6 weeks later. What's pink and red and sits in the corner? A baby chewing on razor blades. What's the difference between a Cadillac and a pile of dead babies?
Hey, Dick,
I don't have
hang
a Cadillac
on, hang
in my
on
garage.
A second. Hang on. Wait, hang on, Dick. Wait, rewind. Hang on. All right, hang on. You're not even giving us a second to digest this shit, dude. Like you're saying the whole thing with the punchline like in so fast I can't even like concentrate on it. You should just like take a breath, say one of them, say the question, and then give us the punchline. Like I'm totally like I don't know. Maybe I just need to smoke less weed, but try it again, dude. Let me just slow down and give us a second to digest it before you give us the punchline. All right.
What's the difference between a Cadillac and a pile of dead babies?
Ooh, I know this one.
I don't have a Cadillac in my garage.
Alrighty.
And let's see.
What's 7 feet tall and can't walk through a doorway?
What's that?
Minute bull.
A dead baby on a pike.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's worse than finding a dead baby on your pillow in the morning?
What?
Realizing you were drunk and made love to it the night before.
How do you get a dead baby into a bowl?
Blender?
How do you get it out of the bowl?
What's that?
Okay, we just lost half our listeners. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Okay. Moving on, and you know what? The ladies didn't seem really swayed or impressed either way. So that was pretty much a failure, I guess we could say.
For all intents and purposes. I just put the phone down for the few seconds that you were doing it.
Yeah, we pretty much failed on
I'm
that.
Also charging it.
Losers winning. Bye bye.
You can't win them all, you know. Whatever. It is what it is, and Melissa Hopkins continues to chirp over there. So, Melissa, you have a show today. What's coming up on your program later? Do you want to give us a little promo?
On Tuesdays, it's kind of an open forum show. And Thursdays, we have our regular guests from the right and the left. And Tuesday, tomorrow, will be about police misconduct and police brutality. There are so many cases out there. And so I'm going to highlight the most egregious one, the worst of the worst.
Okay, thanks a lot, Melissa. Appreciate it. Bartender, can you, if we cut her off, please? Do you mind? Just bartender? Bartender? All right. What else do we got going on here? I'm getting blown up here.
I'm opening the Vince in the Bay crew chat room. It's tinychat.com/VITBC.
Oh, shit. It's about to get real up in here. It's about to get fucking real up in here. All right. Are you serious?
Yeah, my computer is being balls, like always.
Yeah, well, when your 28K modem loads that up, we'll dial that in. Okay, so Ghost is talking shit about like my whole fucking little deal here. And you know what, Ghost? I hope you have sweet dreams tonight because you got to be passed out by now. And you know what? Yeah, fuck you, Ghost. I'm gonna have a word with you on Twitter in a second, Ghost. I'm a little preoccupied because I have some ladies who are entertaining me, and I'm entertaining them. So once I'm done with this, I'll have my way with you on Twitter. It looks like Dick Burns is already bending Ghost over backwards with some tweets. So shouts to Dick Burns for giving some Ghost some shit. Ghost has literally like 100 followers. It's pathetic.
Follow me on Twitter.
Spread it around like wildfire. Yeah.
Under 300 followers for the win, yet a troll named Dick Burns has over 16,324 followers. How the fuck does he do that? I'm fucking high.
You gotta love it. Shouts to John Brand for coming back to life. Alcoholic Dick Debbie. I just morphed you guys together, Dick Debbie.
Debbie Daly, right. Actually, I caught her. She actually spins techno in fucking Dallas. I caught her doing a gig. I caught her on a flyer. She spins dubstep, and she calls it her DJ name is Dubby Daly.
Nice. Oh, I think she sent me one of her tracks. I think she's got one of her tracks. I got one of her tracks right here. Let's check it out.
In the Bay.
A DJ.
call from Colombia.
Chime in here anytime, Jake, and tell me it's okay.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
That's it. That's the track. So, I think it's just a snippet.
Are you on Tiny Chat, Vince?
No. Are you? Is it up yet? What's up?
Yeah, I just don't know if my cam's running or not because my computer is
blocked. Oh, let me check it out, honey. Hang on. Give me
but no bit. One's there.
Hey, guess who just followed me back on Twitter right now?
Ghost.
Phil Dobie.
Hey, hey, nice. I should tweet him that picture.
Do it right now. I think he's on right now. He just like friended me. Oh shit! What was I gonna look up? God damn it! I'm so preoccupied with shit. Oh, I'm gonna go on to Twitter and figure out what the fuck people are saying now. Ghost just said he's listening to the Desert Rose show now. Before that, he said, "What is this fruit bowl garbage you air at this hour? This is horrible. Come on, sing a song, tell a joke, or some crap." I've got plenty of crap, dude. There's totally some crap going on here. Damn, he raged on me a little bit in Twitter. He gave me like five tweets. He's fucking butthurt about something.
Well, good thing no one will see it.
Good thing only his 50 followers don't even check their Twitter account because they just fucking felt sorry for the guy. They signed up for Twitter just to follow him because they wanted to shut him up.
Some of his tweets to him personally in his message box say things like, "Follow me back, you geriatric asshole."
Oh, he's hanging out with Granny Tranny now. Yeah, right. He better not fucking lay a hand on Granny Tranny. I love that bitch. Oh, I make love to her on a nightly basis. Get your fucking... You know what? That's it. I'm going to fucking call Granny Tranny and get her and warn her. The number over there. Somebody give me the Granny Tranny number. God damn it. Oh, she's only got 5 minutes left. She's almost done. God damn it.
Oh, what the F? Having some issues, then.
Debbie Daly says she has epic audio. Yeah, send me your epic audio, Debbie Daly. I love epic audio. Please. Granny Tranny will never answer my call because she's just playing slow jams. A fucking whore bag. All right, so... Oh, I got to log back into this chat room here. I got to mute Kishu because she's fapping on the radio again, which is not cool. At least give us a heads up.
She's squirting everywhere for the love of Christ.
Anyway. Oh, fuck me. Do you guys ever hear me on Granny Tranny? Here goes. Here's Granny Tranny for you, bro.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you be, Vince? How you doing?
Hey, ladies. It's Vince in the Bay. How you doing?
I'm so sexy.
Hey, there's plenty of me to go around, sister, so take a number. It's all good.
You ain't gonna steal from me, are you, Vince?
I'm sorry, Granny. What'd you say? I'm still back basking in your sexiness. What was that?
I say you ain't gonna steal from me, are you, Vince?
Oh, I don't know what you said, but it doesn't matter. I love you too, baby.
Well, I was saying you ain't gonna steal from me. The only thing I want you to steal from me is my puss. I'm definitely gonna.
Yeah, I'll definitely work on your puss. No problem. Well, we can take it. You want to take care of that now on air? Oh, do you want to do this now on air, ladies? We can do this right now for sure.
Yeah, well, hey, you have a part of the trio. And my Uncle Dean get the party started, witch.
Yes, we will have a menage a trio. You're right.
I just got one question. Do you prefer to be on the top
but do you prefer to be on the bottom?
I like to be on the bottom. I like to have the lady in charge. I like to have... when I'm watching porn, I like reverse cowgirl, but I like regular cowgirl when I'm the participant, so I can see the boobies dangling in front of my face. Yeah, that's my favorite position.
Oh, so you like boobies, because you breastfed.
Who ain't a maiden child?
Who wasn't?
Oh, well, I don't like titties. I'm sorry. I was never breastfed.
Wait, I lost what y'all was talking about, but go ahead.
Hey, Granny Tranny, are you smoking on some of the goody good tonight like I am?
Look, Vince, I had to smoke on something tonight. You know, I stopped at Lucky's before I came home to get me a bottle of wine. And I went through the self-checkout, and I was telling them, you know, we green out here in Cali. So I had my own bag with me. And, you know, I must have walked off and forgot to grab my change, which was $88. And it was a man right behind me. But when I realized I had to realize I left my change when I was at the front door, so I turned around and come back. Well, by that time, the man had them bagged up his shit and he was gone. And after they reviewed the tape, you know, the man was gone.
Wow. That's unreal.
I won't be using self-checkout no more. And the next man gonna pay for what the last man did.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of self-checkout either, but I am a big fan of self-pleasure.
You down with that sexual gratification, that self-gratification?
That's, yes, yes, the answer is yes, I am down with that, yes, very much so.
Well, you know, sometimes I'm looking at myself, some days I look at myself in the mirror, and even with me being 72, I still want to touch myself.
Hey, I don't want to hear about it, it's not true, it didn't happen.
Now, Grandma, ooh, Jesus, shit, this is some good shit. But anyway,
yeah.
We ain't got number 3 minutes left.
All right, so who's going to go down on me first? Wait, who's going to go down on me first?
I reckon Grandma Hooker G.
All right, so Hooker G, you're going to have to eject the dentures now, and we're going to have to go at this here. It's going to have to be a quickie, I guess.
Oh, nah, you going to have to take Granny Tranny first. Granny Tranny's going to have to go first because she got no gag reflex.
Well, let me drink some more of this.
Whatever
Jim
it's
got to
be. However it's got to be. Let's just do this.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning, anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
Yahoo.
And our boy, Vincent the Bay.
This is a
slump
troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, bitch!
Penis.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Where's
one on?
I'm a troll. And why?
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay. right. Hey, it's Vince back with you. Thank you for sticking tight with me. I got Dick Burns with me. I got Kishu. Kishu is looking fantabulous tonight. She's on the cam. Kishu, tell them where they can go see you so they can fap to your image on screen.
It's tinychat.com/VITBC. Oh, I'm dying. I just took a couple shots of vodka.
Right on.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Did you see how I... gave a shout out to the Dobby.
Who?
Dobby on Twitter. Filled
oh,
up.
Yes, I did. I just saw that. I was busy on Twitter myself, my friend. I passed along some lovely tweets to Ghost, and during that break, I actually, speaking of Ghost, I was contacted. Somebody knew that Ghost was listening to the show, following him. I guess apparently there's this the gay bar in Austin, Texas called Oil Can Harry's. I don't know if you guys. I'm not really. I mean, I have a lot of friends in the gay community, obviously, because I live here in San Francisco, and one of my neighbors was telling me. About this place, Oil Can Harry's. It's like the place to be in Austin, Texas, if you're a gay man. And actually, I guess they caught. I guess they're following Ghost on Twitter. They're one of the five people that's following Ghost on Twitter. And Sheldon, I guess his name is, from Oil Can Harry's, contacted me and said to tell Ghost that his wallet is in the VIP lounge. So if he wants to go back there and get it, Ghost. It's there for you. It's Sheldon, and I think he reached out to me through Twitter, so I think he runs the Twitter page over there at Oil Can Harry's. So talk to Sheldon and get your wallet, Ghost. You don't want your identity to be stolen. Come on, you want to stay anonymous, bro.
Sorry.
Anyways, he's probably not even listening anymore. He's probably already passed out. So, yeah, Phil Dobie, shouts to Phil Dobie. Dick Burns just tweeted, add Phil Dobie. He's a racist old man from Sydney.
Oh, man.
He's a racist old man from Sydney and the host of Balls Radio.
And then I did the picture.
And
the picture ends.
That's brilliant. And great. Thanks for attaching my name to this, Dick. I appreciate that. It's always great to be mentioned.
I believe it says...
It's always good to be mentioned in the same sentence as Dick.
Yeah, it's a picture, and it has red eyes on him. And it has a Nazi swastika now drawn on his cheek. And then it fucking says... Wait, hang on. What does it say? What does it say? Fuck me in the shitter on the bottom? It says, I'm Phil Dobby, fuck me in the shitter, and then it has a bubble coming out of his mouth that says, white power, you fucking niggers. And it was basically tagged for like 16,000 some people for my Twitter, and it was attached to Phil Dobby.
I'm sorry, I'm just gazing lovingly at Kishu.
Oh. I look like ass tonight. My eyes are all red. My makeup's all runny.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about all that stuff. It doesn't matter. It's
more people should get on cam. And
it's your personality that I care about. Melissa Hopkins, get on camera, girl.
Show us damn titties.
Too bad. Can you force me on camera without me not accepting?
I can turn your cam on without you allowing it, yes.
Yeah. I mean, we do have the hacking capabilities, yes. I mean, we don't want to because we like you, but, you know, it is what it is.
No makeup.
I don't have makeup on either. In fact, I have a big dent on my forehead that I'm not. I don't care.
So can I preview first?
I bumped my head. I don't give a shit. Look at me, warts and all. I don't give a shit.
Warts and all. Your penis isn't even out.
What up, Bob?
Beacon alert! Watch out, kids.
All right. Let's see. Where's my Skype?
Hang on a second. I think I have Sheldon from Oil Can Harry's on the line right here right now. Let me bring him on. Hang on a second. Sheldon, are you there? Sheldon?
Sheldon is dead.
Hello, yes, this is Sheldon. Yes, your friend Ghost, he was, I don't know, he's kind of middle-aged, maybe 50s. I don't want to give away his name, but his wallet was in the VIP. He was with this guy. I don't know what. Actually, this guy he was with was a regular here, if you know what I'm saying. They spent a little bit too much time in the VIP, and I don't know. Things get people get just disheveled and whatnot at the club here, and things happen, and it's all good. So, if Ghost is out there, he should call. He should just tweet me, honey. I'm following you. I know you don't follow me because you're a little bitch about that. That's fine. We talked about that today. There's a good reason, Vince, why Ghost does not follow. Ghost does not. Why he's kind of a pussy about following. He's paranoid. He thinks people are going to, if he follows people, somehow they're going to figure out his identity. And he's really wrapped up in all this stupid anonymous bullshit. He's such an you want to talk about an old fag? He's not an old fag. He's an old hag. Okay. All right. So I'm going to get the fuck out of here because I got to go fuck my boyfriend now because I'm off, bitches. Toodles.
What was that?
Gigi, your blonde hair looks dope, girl.
I know, right? When?
You fucking really turned that shit around from orange.
All right. Thanks, Sheldon, from Oil Can Harry's. Check them out. They're the place to be if you're gay in Austin, Texas, apparently.
They kicked him out because he kept getting massages from the gay bartenders. And they're like, come on, Ghost.
There's a great bar in Austin on Thursdays. You can get martinis and manicures. And it's more than half men.
All the cock you can eat.
All the pork. All the pork you want.
Oh, delicious, delicious man dong.
Porkalicious. Wow, shouts to everybody in the tiny chat, too. We got Kishu, Dude, Red Medicine, Steve Ogle, and Gold, 19030.
Did Debbie drop out on us?
Say
Debbie
what? Daly is no longer in the building.
Steve Ogle's in that shit? Is he camming?
No, Steve Ogle's not. You realize, Dick,
about
that's not... Dick, you realize that's not the real Steve Ogle, right?
How do you know?
Because he goes by Steve Rush.
Well, what if he's trying to change his fucking... He's trying to change everything.
I've seen Steve Ogle all around.
We're talking about Steve Ogle here, bro.
I don't really know him. Well, I know about
you think
him.
He has, do you think he has skills like that? Really?
I don't know anything about him. He looked like an AIDS patient when I saw him on that video playing drums. And he had all these fucking tattoos that looked like they were done by some scratcher.
if I could only go to sleep.
what seems to be the problem, Melissa Hopkins?
Rockstar and vodka? I load.
Out what?
I load really hard.
When are you ever going to get up early enough to listen to my show?
You want me to? You want me to be a guest? I can talk politics.
Who answered?
My name is...
What the hell is going on in the background there? Do you hear that new noise now?
I have frogs. Okay, I have frogs now.
Oh my God.
You got damn frogs. They're
frogs.
Yeah, there's some weird shit going on in your background there. Melissa, you kind of creep me out in a lot of ways. You call in drunk. You got weird animal noises coming out of the background. Should I call it PETA on you, too? I'm already calling PETA on in the morning. When the PETA office is open in the morning, I'm calling them about Kishu already. She's killed already like three rattlesnakes tonight on the road.
I think I should take the medical legal controlling authority and call them and have them pay you a visit.
I'm blown away. Like, it's by the end of the show, there's going to be, it's going to sound like a goddamn jungle in the background.
I do live in kind of a tropical forest. I've seen more critters this year than I have in a long time.
I have too, where I live. Like, I live in the desert, but there's tons of animals out here.
The mama
I live, like, in the middle of nowhere. And there's been, like, last night there was a javelina.
Deer, coyotes, fox.
In Arizona, you hear shit rustling in the bushes, and then you're like, oh, shit, there's something rustling in the bushes. It must be an
it's
animal.
Fucking illegal
and then,
alien.
Yep, illegal alien.
This is true, though. It's so fucked up, especially where I live. Like, growing up as a kid, like fucking, we'd be, like, out in the backyard playing, and you'd see, like, a group of them running across the desert.
What's the thing in Mesa, Arizona, where 229 bodies were found today?
I live right on one of the big, like, trails that they go through. And there's, like, constantly, like, the helicopters, you know, Border Patrol and stuff out here. But a few years back, they found 68 bodies dead, like, literally, like, a half a mile from my house. I mean, it was fucked up. But, I mean, there's been many times that, like, I feel bad, like, I'll, like, put water bottles out there and shit. But,
no.
Yeah, I do. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I used to go to this ghost town.
I even went so far to make him sandwiches once.
I used to go to this ghost town, and they had, like, it was like a drug running and illegal alien smuggling trail, and they would have, like, vans on the side of the road, like, that were totally stripped, nothing in them, like, just on bricks. Like, it was crazy. That it was just from...
Are you talking about Sasco?
Where?
Casco?
No, I was talking about Cascabel.
Oh, there's another, like, it's an old mining town from, like, the early 1900s.
Hey,
a ghost town. Hey, Casco, and it's the
nigga,
same situation
fuck
there.
Your ghost town, nigga. My ghost town.
Excuse
me? My ghost town, nigga.
I didn't understand either. Dude is trying to get me to flash on cam. So funny.
I'll flash him.
He's always like, show titties.
So, do I get to see Keisha, or do I have to turn on my camera to see Keisha?
No.
No, she's just going to the tiny chat. You can see.
Where's the tiny chat?
The link's in the chat. Yeah, I'll do it again.
Somebody just said the shape of Vince looks like Grimace.
How did I lose Vince's chat room?
Oh,
there it is.
Jesus Christ, Dick Burns, you piece of garbage. You don't want to. Never mind. Go ahead, Melissa. The chat room is Tiny Chat.
/VITBC.
No, I'm just kidding. Dick is a great guy.
Dick Burns.
I just had my keyboard on my chest, just laying here. Got the cam on my dick.
Really?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, we've got the lovely Kishu on display in the chat room. It's tinychat.com/VinceInTheBay. Check it out, Melissa. I'm sorry. It's VITBC. Did I say Vince in the Bay? I'm just used to saying that fucking over and over and over again.
Well, I'm calling
tiny,
on Skype.
No, it's tinychat.com/VITBC.
Oh.
And shouts to Melissa for bringing
the frog.
The frog and the crickets.
So it's www.tinybc.
No.
Tinychat. .com.
It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Tinychat.com.
There's a link. Melissa, are you in the chat room, Melissa? In my chat room, the Blog Talk Radio chat room? Hello? I see you in there. Can you go in there?
You can see me?
Yeah, your cam's up.
Yes, I can see you. You're in the
chat room.
You are kidding.
You don't have any makeup on. Oh, man.
I don't see any cam.
I don't think
I'm
it was that bad, Melissa.
The,
I can, you know what, Melissa? I think you might have. I think you might have inadvertently turned your camera on, Melissa, because I could see you.
Yeah.
You look. You, his dick is just trying to joke with you. You look fine. I actually like women that are all natural myself.
No, I was laughing because she didn't know she had it on.
Oh yeah, well hey, you know that happens to the best of us. It's all good. That happened to me the other day.
Did you like that last move? Then?
Thankfully, I wasn't touching myself at the moment. What?
Okay, just give me the URL tinychatroom.com/.
No, it's okay. Listen very carefully. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Here we go. tinychat.com/BITBC. That's it.
Yo, I have these fries that are like fatty ass fries from this fucking place, and they're bomb as hell. But like they're not like McDonald's fries, they're like fat ass potato fries, right? And like my dog is just sleeping on his back, and so I fucking took like three of them and I stuffed them in his mouth while he's sleeping, and he woke up and he's like, what the fuck?
Poor dog.
Okay, I'm gonna report you to PETA now too, Dick. So I got three of them right here. I got three of them, all culprits right here. You guys are all going downtown.
Hey, I have a hot pepper. I'm going to do that too.
No, not mine.
And then close his mouth shut. And hold it shut. So he's just like.
Don't do that to the dog.
Who's Miss Lala? And how do I get her in the bay? Dude, last night they had this chat room open last night, and I went in there, and there was like, seriously, there was like 30 kids in there, and I would say 25 of the 30 kids were something Vince in the Bay, or no, something in the Bay, like if it was it, like whatever their name was, they added
in the
bay to
or...
it. Yeah, it was like it'd be like Steve Augie in the Bay, Dude in the Bay, Gold 19030 in the Bay, Kishu in the Bay, Dick, ex-Dick, ex-Burns in the Bay, Miss La-La in the Bay. It's just like all of them. Fucking. And that was that. And I was supposed to get like butthurt over that, or I don't even understand what the deal was with that. But I appreciated it. I thought it was kind of cool, actually.
Appreciate there we go.
Finally. In any way, shape, or, any way, shape or form, I can get it.
Is that amazing? Chat room that way. I see Wild Goose.
Yeah, okay. There you are. You're in. You made it. Great. Yeah, I'm in here. Steve Ogle.
Yeah, how come I don't see you guys?
Cam's back.
Oh, I see somebody moving. Why can't I log out of this freaking window?
All right, yeah, figure it out, Melissa Hopkins. Okay, this is probably the worst radio you could possibly ever think of. Trying to get Melissa Hopkins to navigate onto Tiny Chat is...
Am I still in Camden?
Boring the balls off of me. Yeah, you look...
No, this is Epic Radio, dog. This is Melissa's very first Tiny Chat experience, and we got it documented.
What do you think so far, Melissa?
Well,
how do you like it?
What it says is that it wants me to invite all my Facebook friends, and I can't.
Oh, yeah, you definitely want to do that. Yeah, just click yes, and just click yes. And
get all them political babies in here.
It's fine. I do it, too. It's just faster if you just click them all and just go in. And
okay, I see. Kishu.
Yeah, there you go.
Something really gross.
That's my wiener.
That's me. I put sunglasses on, so hopefully that will... The
that
deformity
so
of my face. Will...
Hey, I paid money to have it split down the middle like that.
So gross.
Welcome to tinychat.com/VIP.
Tiny is a key word there.
The funny thing is Tiny Chat normally bans cams with nudity and things like that, but they can't tell what the fuck that is.
What is it?
It's a penis.
It's squirting.
It's just sometimes people get their
generating balls.
Yeah.
That is just disgusting. So So, Keith, where are you looking off to? You look so forlorn.
I don't know. I'm just looking at the screen, reading chat, and listening to you guys.
Vince's in the dark glasses, so he can't. How is my son on there?
He should
Wait
go to bed. Let's send him to bed now.
Huh?
He shouldn't be up at this hour. It's way past his bedtime.
I hear the crickets
on there.
I hear
that's me.
Okay, who did
I don't
that?
See any cams but me and Vince. I don't know what if those other cams are blocking me from seeing them. Or my
Tiny chat's probably Vance now, apparently.
Yeah,
Tiny
I
chat.
Went on Melissa's computer and then I found a video of her son, so I put it up.
Oh God, no.
Yeah.
That's not nice, Burns.
Sorry.
Don't do that again.
Okay.
So what are you looking at, Vince?
I'm ready to go to sleep. I'm tired. It's past my bedtime. I'm trying to wrap up this show. Unfortunately, I have like 5 minutes to go. Actually,
why do I
good...
see this double echo? So, can you now see me there now? Is that it?
Can I see you? Yes, I can see you. You look fine. You look fine. I'm actually I'm only looking in the chat part of the time. I'm actually on my switchboard. I'm watching porn. I'm trying to figure out what Oil Can Harry's is all about. I can't believe Ghost just got outed, dude. He was at Oil Can Harry's. It's called. Let me read you about a little. Let's go to the Oil Can. This is the place that Ghost left his wallet tonight. Do you guys realize the ramifications of this? He does so much gay bashing on his show, and look at him. He's a goddamn fucking flaming homosexual himself. He's not really married.
Maybe he is, but maybe she's cool with it. She's like, just bring home that money, and you can go have all the butt sex you can eat.
Ooh, I wonder if he's going down there Thursday, May 26th, for Sapphire's last performance. Oh, my God, that's right. Sapphire will be calling it quits. And so you want to make sure you go to check her out at La Cage. Vegas in Austin, Unleashed. It's the 11 p.m. show you want to be at. It's Sapphire's last performance at Oil Can Harry's. And once again, Ghost, you left your wallet at Oil Can Harry's in the VIP lounge. So if you can give, apparently Sheldon, Sheldon's your contact down there.
But what happened?
What happened to Kishu?
Nothing. What's your problem? What happened to you, Melissa? My God. Get a hold of your kids. Your kids are running around on the internet. You know, it's just out of control.
That freaks me out that he's able to do that.
Yeah, I can go on anyone's computer.
Stop it.
Okay.
Yeah, be nice, Burns.
Fine.
Hacks.
I know you like to watch me on cam when I'm fapping from my computer.
Kishu caught me, and she put tape over her cam now, so I can't turn it on.
I do. When I turn it off, I fucking put fucking a little piece of fucking shit.
Okay,
over
it says 8 live. It's alive. I want to see the other 8.
There's only 3 on cam that I see.
That's racist.
All right, I'm tired of this. I'm going to go to bed. I'll tell you what, guys, thanks for coming through. Before we sign off, Dick, anything you want to say in closing?
Follow me on Twitter, xdickxburnsx. You know, I got 16,000-something followers, so I'm doing some shit right. And go to my webpage at xdickxburnsx.com. All kinds of crazy shit. You never know what the fuck you're going to see.
Well, that's pretty plain English.
That's what's up. Okay, geez. Melissa, God forbid you tell us about your show tomorrow. What's up? It's going to start. Your show's going to start in like two hours. I hope you're getting ready for it.
I found out that I'm now being picked up on 184 stations, 62 of which are just after drive time in the morning.
The rest of which are all made up in your head and are imaginary. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Melissa Hopkins. Stay off the sauce. Kishu, anything you want to say before we go?
Tinycat.com/BITBC. When you're taking the party there. And it's pretty hopping party, dude. I'm fucking falling asleep. thanks for having me, as always. And I love you, dude. Play some gay music, please. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I love you too. You look stunning as usual. And I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. But before I do, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It was a lot of fun. Shouts to the chat room: Alcoholic, Dick Burns, John Brand lives. Hallelujah! John Brand came back, died, and was resurrected tonight. Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, Milftastic, Red Medicine, Steve Ogle, and the Proformers. The Proformers. Good times tonight, folks. I had a really, really good time. I'm really tired. I'm ready to pass out. I got to wake up early. But I will hang out in the Tiny Chat for a little bit. Check that out. tinychat.com/VITBC. And we'll do some after partying over there, which is already going down in the hometown. Shouts to Ghost for talking smack on the Twitter tonight. I hope you were able to fetch your wallet from Oil Can Harry's or whatever the hell that place is called. If not, Ghost, I'll tell you what. I won't call your show, but I'll have Sheldon from Oil Can Harry's give you a call tomorrow and touch base with you about getting your wallet back. That's it. I'm Vince the Bay. Thanks for coming through, everybody. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInLeBay. No, Vince in the Bay. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. And if you want to send me hate mail, it's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. And that'll do it. I'll catch you on the flip side and leave you with some gay-ass music from, the Limousines. Peace out. Turn off the show here. Sorry, I fell down to the studio. I don't know if anybody can hear me. But I was dancing to that gay-ass music. And I got to turn off the show now. How the fuck do I do that? Hello? I think I hurt myself. I got to go to the hospital. Bye.